Tonight's devotion is from Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. The title is Clothes, and I will be giving the devotion. Okay, let me start by saying this. What clothes do we wear? And I'm not referring to the fashion trend or the fashion fad for the moment. I'm also not referring to what you're wearing now for this online prayer meeting. I have Galatians chapter 3, verse 27 in mind. Now there we have the verse that says, "For as many as of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." So the concept of put on in the New Testament has its common reference and understanding of putting on clothing. That's why I call tonight's devotion clothes. And question, Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, has this question for our reflection and devotion tonight. What are we putting on every day after we were baptized in Christ? And may I request that we hold on to this question for now as we continue the rest of the devotion, as we explore what else God has to say about our spiritual clothing, and especially the types of spiritual clothing we are to wear. So as we investigate Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, we see that Paul had two key biblical truths regarding our spiritual clothing. The first point he makes is that we have been baptized in Christ, and the second point he makes is that we are to put on Christ after our baptism. So we look at the first point, baptized in Christ. But when we are baptized in Christ, each one of us becomes a new creation. This new birth, this new creation meant that we are declared dead to sin, to our sin, life of sin. In Christ, sin no more is our master. Sin no more have dominion over us. And then we are declared dead to our life of sin. In Christ, sin is no more our master. And in response to that, as not slave of sin, our response to our new status in Christ is that we are to be slave to righteousness. We are to live not in our previous life of sinful lust. Now, this life I live by faith in Christ. And the most famous of this short statement I just quoted is from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And it's nothing like reading the word of God. There the apostle Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Our new life and new way of living comes from Christ's death on the cross, come from us being crucified with him, and come with it new clothes. We are to wear, we are to put on, and put on new clothes. And this is what Paul actually said in Romans chapter 13, verse 14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Putting on the Lord Jesus Christ is about a new life and a very specific way of living. Christians are to have a lifestyle that's not according to our sinful lust, sinful desire. Putting on Christ is about godly and holy living. And we are not to make provision for the flesh. We are not to give way to our sinful nature. Instead, the Lord Jesus made it very clear, we are to carry our cross daily. We are supposed to put to death, overcoming sin by killing sinful nature that's in us, and not to live in sin. Putting on or wearing Christ is about not living in sin and living out our salvation. So what does putting on Christ look like in Paul's writing? What was Paul's divine inspired thoughts regarding putting off sin and putting on Christ? To answer that, okay, we have to look at what he wrote to the Colossians Christian and the Ephesian Christian. So I'm going to refer to Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 to 25, but not to worry. We're not going to go through all the verses. There's no way we can go through all of it. Neither are we going to go through Ephesians chapter 4, 17 to 32. But there we have the put on and put on list. There we have a set of garments to be removed, and another set of garments they are to wear in place of the garment that's being removed. So you can see on the slide there, The first thing that we put off is falsehood, and then we speak the truth. Let there be no falsehood in all our relationships. Relationship with our spouse, relationship with our children, relationship in the office, and especially relationship in the church. Let there be never be an excuse for us to lie one to another. If we cannot tell the truth, it's okay to say, now is not the time for me to tell you. But don't lie. Let us not lie to one another. And when we speak, when the word comes out from our mouth, let it always be speaking the truth. Ephesians 4:25. Now, Ephesians chapter 4 also talks about anger. And there, don't let the sun set, which means that when you're angry, settle quickly. Don't let anger simmer in our hearts. When we are angry with our spouse, when we are angry with our children, learn to resolve the situation. Learn to reconcile one with another. Learn to pray together when we are angry about something. Learn to speak to one another. Learn to help one another to understand what is it that we are upset about. But settle it quickly. If possible, settle it before the sunset, before you go to bed. And Paul was referring to those people who steal. To those who steal. In the olden days, it has a lot to do with the fact that they were so poor, they couldn't provide for their family, so they steal. So those people who steal, Paul said, go and do honest work. Go and work with your hand. Go and earn an honest living. Then you will stop stealing. Because the reason why you steal has been removed. Then in verse 4, chapter 4, verse 29, Paul talked about corrupt talk. Corrupt talk is like unedifying talk, unbefitting talk, even foul talk. Things that are jokes that we shouldn't make. But let the word that come out from our mouth be words that edify. So we put off corrupt talk. Words that come out from our mouth are words that will edify, words that will encourage, but words that's true. Then after that come a whole long list from verse 31 to 32 of Ephesians chapter 4. There Paul listed bitterness. Paul talks about wrath. Paul talks about anger, clamor, slander. And then in place of all this, Paul asks us to do the following. Paul asks us to be the kindness. Paul asks us to be tender-hearted. Paul asks us to forgive. Now, just looking at chapter 4 of Ephesians, you will notice that a lot of the clothes we are supposed to wear, we are supposed to put off, got to do with our relationship with one another. It is very clear that one of the things that must happen in our lives after we put on Christ, after we become Christians, is that our relationship must be better than before. Do we have a problem with our spouse? Do we have a problem with our children? Maybe I'm acting the wrong way. Maybe does our children have a problem with us? Does our spouse have a problem with me? Because of the way I behave, because of all the negative, all the sinful items that's listed in the slide. Am I the kind of person? Like, for example, very clearly in the Ephesians 4:31 is the word bitterness. When we are upset with one another, what do? Do we keep it in our hearts? Do we allow it to fester? And then we allow the bitterness to seep in. And before you know it, you're not going to go home. You will not want to see your spouse, your children not want to see you. And that'll be very sad because it goes against everything that we were redeemed to do. We are saved to sin no more. We are saved so that we don't have falsehood. We are not easily angered. We can settle our reason for anger. We don't steal. We don't have corrupt talk. We're not bitter. We are not wrath, full of wrath. We're not easily angered. There's no slander. Instead, we have a heart that's full of kindness, full of tender-hearted, and ever willing to forgive. Then we go down to Colossians chapter 3, and there you got another long list. But I kind of compress it for tonight to make it short and sharp. In Colossians, again, there's anger, there's wrath. Wrath is burning anger, okay? Wrath is the kind of anger that can actually lead you to murder. Then there's malice, there's slander, there's obscene talk, and there's lie. A very identical list to the one in Ephesians chapter 4. And likewise, Paul said, be compassionate, have compassionate heart. Let there be kindness. Let there be humility. Let there be meekness. Let there be patience. Let us bear with one another. Let us forgive and let us love. So every morning when we wake up, what kind of clothes do we put on? Do we put on corrupt talk? Do we put on bitterness? Do we put on an angry disposition? Or do we tell lies one to another? What do we wear to start the day? What kind of garment do we wear? What kind of spiritual garment do we wear? What kind of garment do we put on when we meet our loved ones, those people that are close to us? What kind of garment do you put on when you come to church on Sunday for worship? All of us is someone who has been baptized in Christ. All of us baptized in Christ are given a new life. So we must be able to put off all the sinful attitudes, sinful behavior. We must be able to put on Christian attitude. So the reflection for tonight is this. For all these years we have been a Christian, what have we put on? And what have we put off? So I close this short devotion with this conclusion. I want to say by concluding by saying this. Having the right start to our clothing choices is the way to end our devotion for tonight. The way to end our reflection for tonight. And I want to bring you to remember what our brother Mok preached to us about justification in Christ when he expounded Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. You remember that in that portion of Holy Scripture, Joshua had his filthy garments removed and he was given new clothes and a new turban of glory. Each one of us must have this experience of having our old garment, our sinful nature removed, like Joshua. And then God put on a new nature, a new heart. He put his spirit within us so that we are able to do what he wants us to do. And thereafter, with this new status as a new creation of Christ, let each one of us strive towards spiritual maturity and live for the glory of God by learning to put off sin and put on Christ's likeness. Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again for your word. And we thank you that your word is always written in such a way where it's very easy to understand. So Lord, forgive us our sins. You know each one of us. You know what's in our hearts. You know what we have in our hearts. And you know the filthy garments that we have. And sometimes even after we become a Christian, we still cling on to those old ways. The filthy garment that satisfy our lustful, the lust of our hearts. Lord, help us not to behave that way. Help us to work out our salvation. The salvation that comes from Christ dying on the cross. So strengthen us. Help us to help one another. To live a life as worthy of our calling. Help us to live our life in a manner that you are glorified, so that every new day is a day that we'll grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, as we gather tonight to pray, besides making us a praying church, help us to be a church that grow in Christ's likeness, privately and publicly. Lord, may this Christ likeness is the clothing that we put on at home, at work, in church, in the ministry, and wherever you send us. So help us, dear Father, we pray. Because you don't do this for us, if you don't help us, we will never be able to put on these new clothings. So pray and ask us in Jesus' name. Amen.